welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us. It's those same numbers. And, you know, Sandy, you know, Joe Biden had to say, I watched some of the conversation that he had with the NATO allies. And you can point out the shortcomings, the gaps that he made. But all in all, it was a strong message, and a clear message that what's happening in Ukraine is not something that's going to be tolerated in other nations, especially the NATO allies, and the fact that there's going to be a major price to be paid in the end with Russia through isolation. I don't see where those things were negative or were wrong. I think he clearly pointed out that the future for Russia and its people, if they continue down this path, is going to be one that through isolation that is only going to hurt them more than they can ever imagine.
Well, I do think that strong message is being given. I think that the unfortunate result of all of this and how it started and what all the precipitating causes were are something that needs to be analyzed so that we can maybe avoid in the future the precipitating causes to occur. But the isolation of Russia might be a required kind of affirmative action at this point to try and solve the war more quickly. But in the long run, the isolation of Russia from the economy and the beginning of another Cold War has a very chilling prospect for the future. And so I have a little trouble with being enthusiastic about that particular outlook. I thought a more compelling aspect of his speech was that he began to reach toward the Russian people and say that there was a feeling of concern about the damage that was being done to the economy for the people of Russia. Because I think in the long run, it's going to be important that somehow that Russia get reassimilated back into the Western world. And, of course, there'll be multiple steps that will have to occur along the way to have that happen. But a future with a Cold War and a new Cold War is not a very compelling future.
You know, Sandy, I was reading something in the New York Times this morning, and it talked about President Biden's 2023 budget will aim to boost military spending. And you and I talked about this the first week of this war, and I remember you stating that the fear in this is that we are going to go back to the thoughts of the Cold War, new Cold War, and start spending, you know, more and more on the military, and that this somehow justifies the United States to increase the military spending. And nothing should be further from the truth, Sandy, because at the same time, this reminds me of Dr. Martin Luther King, when there was under then President Lyndon Johnson, and there was some agreement that our government was finally going to spend some dollars in cities and in places to address the social ills of the country. But then the Vietnam War broke out, and all those dollars that were earmarked to help, you know, change the dynamics of people in the cities was then taken away to spend in the war in Vietnam. I'm fearful, Sandy, that is exactly kind of what we are talking about repeating itself, because, you know, as you have stated from the beginning about the importance of making sure that we have children who can be taken care of, you know, in daycare centers and those kinds of things. There's no chance that any of those things are going to happen if we now go back into building more and more munitions for a Cold War that we are expecting to happen with Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the horror of, and the sorrow of this whole thing is that, the defense budget, you know, we act as if our country has unlimited money. Well, we act like that, except in Congress we don't, because particularly the right, but I think anyone responsible, anyone who has a responsible view of our national financial policies would agree that the amount of money our government can spend in any year is finite. And if we spend too much money on something over here, then we don't have enough money to spend it over there. And so there is no question that our military budget is competing with other expenditures we might make for the welfare of the American people. And our military budget is theoretically being spent to keep America safe and to provide for public safety. But that isn't the way it plays out when we end up spending trillions of dollars in Iraq, for instance. That was not designed to keep America safe. And so we're spending money on a military budget that we could be spending on the welfare of American people. We could be spending it on child daycare. We could be spending it on health care. We could be spending it on education, but we aren't because the dollars are finite.
The more
we spend, you know, for instance, building up our military to deal with a more hostile Russia or a more hostile China, which is kind of what we're now talking about doing. We're beginning to isolate the world into two camps or maybe three camps, and the military budget will be expanded because of the view that there is an increased danger of hostilities. Demonstrated, I guess, by the Ukraine invasion. But the Ukraine invasion might have been caused in some part by a foreign policy which was too adventuresome and not wise in terms of the risks that it created for military action.
But, Sandy, what additional resources are needed by a bloated military budget that can't even find places to spend the resources that they already have?
Well, that's the other thing we've talked about, and that is the unwillingness of the American people, and particularly Congress, to openly investigate and debate the military budget. Our military budget, based on last Friday, during that last hour, I was talking about patriotism and how we define it. And one of the ways we seem to define patriotism is to say that a patriot doesn't question our military, doesn't ever analyze the budget for the purpose of evaluating whether the United States is spending too much money on its military. The military is a sacred concept within the definition of patriotism in the United States, and it's become a political third rail, and that's very disabling to our country.
So we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Sandy Williams is on the line. We'll be right back.